USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A breaking news update this hour out of Houston, Texas, where four police officers shot while serving a warrant in the southeast section of the city. Two, we are told, are in critical condition at the hospital. Two suspects killed. Now, this comes just 3 years after a gunman kills five police officers in Dallas, Texas. In a tweet, Houston police reporting the officers struck with gunfire following an encounter with a suspect. To Washington, D.C. now, where the date finally set for the State of the Union address. President Trump will deliver his speech Tuesday night, February 5th, on Capitol Hill. Letters have been exchanged between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the president, the address delayed because of the partial government shutdown. And nasty cold, bitter winter weather across the country. Snow could even hit in the south in Atlanta ahead of the Super Bowl. You're listening to USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Cookie from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped two pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The White House holding its first press briefing of 2019, and it's the first one in 41 days. The topic, border wall security and the president's plan going forward. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with what Sarah Huckabee Sanders has to say.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held her first press briefing in 2019. Among the things discussed, negotiations over border security.
Over the next 3 weeks, let's get it done. The president's opened the government on the basis that Democrats have signaled to us that they're willing to actually get serious about a real deal and get serious about fixing the problem at the border, including funding for a border wall.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow losing 208 points to close at 24,528, the Nasdaq down 79 points, and the S&P 500 down almost 21 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A British newspaper apologizes and pays damages to First Lady Melania Trump in a libel lawsuit settlement. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Titled The Mystery of Melania, this story was written by an American author, Nina Burley, for the magazine section of the Telegraph newspaper and included portions that prompted Mrs. Trump to demand the record be corrected. One of the issues the First Lady charged with incorrect was Burley's description of President Trump's father as a menacing figure. The paper also took back six other statements, including a claim that Mrs. Trump cried, quote, and not of joy, the night her husband won the White House. It's the second time the First Lady has fought and won a defamation battle with a publication in the UK where the libel laws are notoriously strict. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In USA News now for your health, there's a measles outbreak and the disease reportedly spreading. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
In Oregon State, a case of the measles has been confirmed in the Portland area. Dr. Jennifer Vines with the Portland Health Department.
When diseases become real, I think the parents who maybe were putting off vaccines or just hadn't really made a decision, I think it gets their attention. And I think we do sometimes see a bump in vaccination after an outbreak like this, so that's certainly my hope.
Nearby, in Washington State, there's 30 confirmed cases since the beginning of the year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.